This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the Wednesday program. March the 7th is upon us. We're 1 week into the third month of the year 2018. We being the DJV experience, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. Victoria is on the outs today because I ain't no juice in New York City. So we have to focus on the left coast. Jennifer Horn is there. She's going to have a conversation later on this morning with Attorney General Sessions. That could be the trending story, and she's not going to talk to him about what I want to have her talk to him about. Now, she's going to talk to him. I think their ill-advised policy on marijuana is something to talk about, but more importantly, you have other things up your sleeve.
I do. So that's one of the top trending stories of the day, and that is that the federal government, the Department of Justice, led by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, is going to, well, actually, last night they filed a lawsuit against my state, the state of California.
Doug,
sometimes your temporary state.
Yep.
I'm all for this because California has been prioritizing criminals over law-abiding citizens for a long time now.
It's crazy.
You have an Attorney General in the state here, Javier Becerra, who, get this, Doug, this is what absolutely killed me. Is if you are a small business owner, like I am in California, if you're a big business owner, if you are a business owner in California, and if the ICE agents or federal agents come to the door of your business and want to see your I-9 forms, which we are required to take as employers by law to prove that people are actually citizens of the state or of the
right.
country.
Yep.
That if you cooperate with ICE agents, you're vulnerable to breaking, you break the law essentially in California, meaning you could be charged a minimum of $10,000 or thrown in jail for cooperating with the federal government.
Great.
Now I'm sorry, but if federal government agents come to my door, I'm gonna probably cooperate with them and show them my forms and my paperwork, and I don't want to break a local state law because of it. That's just one of the issues that the federal government is trying to do in cracking down on California, who is the first, we're the first sanctuary state. It goes beyond city.
Crazy.
So lots of
crazy.
Issues.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right,
also trending today, a couple of, this is a political story, but one with a lot of juice to it. Nashville Mayor Megan Berry had to resign from office as part of a guilty plea to a felony theft charge. This story really kind of started spinning out of control just a couple of weeks ago. She resigned on Tuesday amid a sex scandal involving her former head of security, which was a big fall from power for a leader who was, I guess, considered to be one of Tennessee's brightest political stars.
Yeah.
She's a Democrat, first female mayor of Nashville, and she announced her resignation at a morning news conference at the mayor's office yesterday. She had just left court across the street where she pleaded guilty a half hour before to felony theft related to her affair, and then she offered her resignation.
Mm-hmm. Who'd she have the affair with?
The head of her security force was
the person. Was she married?
Yeah, and I believe he might have been as well. The vice mayor, David Briley, was sworn in to become the eighth mayor during a brief ceremony at the Metro Courthouse. And, boy, this story was kind of strange because at the beginning, of course, as always, these stories began with a denial.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was revealed
that
she had an affair. And then these charges, these felony charges of theft kind of came out. And so now she's facing not only legal trouble, but now she's lost her position as mayor. She has to reimburse the city $11,000, and she'll be serving probation.
This sounds like a sexist remark.
Uh-oh. Lay it on us.
Well, she's having an affair. I don't know that... I'd be interested in seeing the man that she was having the affair with. She looks...
She's attractive.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. It's not about a man or a woman being the one having the affair, because guess what? Yeah. Breaking news. Both people have the affair
on.
When there's
right,
a relationship.
Exactly.
The problem is when you get caught, it's usually better to not deny the affair and then also not use public money for your own needs.
Right.
Because that's when you start misusing taxpayer dollars
and
you have ethics complaints
about the issue.
It's not about the affair. I'm sure it's not unheard of for men and women in all over in politics to be having affairs with each other. But, you don't want to take taxpayer money and lie about it. All right, yep. Finally, trending today, Ryan Seacrest. A lot of attention on Ryan Seacrest because of his coverage of the Oscars and also these allegations of sexual abuse that are coming out against Ryan. Not only did a bunch of stars avoid Ryan on the red carpet, I think only four of the top 20 nominees of the Oscars actually stopped to talk to him.
Yep.
But the ratings were down on the red carpet arrivals. They were down 43% from 2017.
On E or on ABC? Yeah.
E's red carpet coverage. Yeah. It averaged a 0.4 rating. That's 1.3 million viewers. That's a huge drop. And I think I mentioned this to you, Doug and Kara. I was thinking about this. I love fashion, and I love watching people show great examples of fashion and also make huge fashion faux pas because it's fun to look at. It's entertaining to go, wow, she thought that looked good on her, or that's just way too couture-y for me. There's too many bows everywhere, whatever it might be. It's kind of fun to look at. But in this day and age of Me Too and Time's Up, I don't know how you can do a show like E! Tried to do this year. They can't insult anybody. All they did was be nice to people, even when they looked ridiculous. And that's because you can't really insult a woman for what she wears anymore because it's not PC. You can't have any fun with it. So I would suspect that E! Doesn't even do red carpet coverage next year. Anymore. Or if it does, maybe it has a whole new look.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what... I come down on the side of Ryan because he's a radio guy and I respect what he's done and how he's worked to get where he is. But if it's, I think it's too early. We're getting into the realm of snap judgments and accusations that then become factual.
People
lose their lives, and I don't know that that's fair or right or just. I just don't. Speaking of that, the female-led investor group that was on to buy the Weinstein Company, then off. And then they had another negotiation with them last week and said, okay, it's back on again, and now it's off again. They have not been told, apparently, Maria Contreras-Sweet, who put the deal together, used to be in the Obama administration. The bottom line here is that they were told and certain things were represented, and they agreed with what that representation was, and then the bankruptcy, and then they said, no, we're not going to, and then they went back. And so apparently there are all kinds of things that they were told that are not viable. And so she said yesterday that they can't come up to a number that's viable, especially since the company's almost bankrupt. So she still thinks that and believes in the vision of a studio led by women, but they can't do the deal. That makes sense. You know, you can't make a bad business decision based on the company's debt is $280 million.
Yeah,
they were told
it was 200.
People
get in there and start looking at the real story. They go, ugh, maybe not.
It's a mess. So anyway, I don't know whether it's good or bad. I guess I don't have a feeling. I don't have a dog. What's that expression?
Dog in the race. Shouldn't they just sell off their properties?
Their assets, yeah.
Yeah, just sell off their rights to whatever movies they've done and just go. Yeah.
So I was talking about this youngster who has become sort of the poster boy for lawsuits in Florida. The remaining, he survived five bullet holes in him. He's still alive. In tough shape in the hospital, and how they're suing that moron sheriff, and they're going to sue a lot of other people too, apparently. So let's focus on Las Vegas, because that's the place where the lawsuits started, and here's how they came out. There was a $31 million victims fund that actually started as a GoFundMe page. They're going to pay $275,000 to each of the families of the 58 people killed. It was called the Las Vegas Victims Fund. Maximum $275 per person paid to 10 other people who were paralyzed and suffered permanent brain damage, that sort of thing. 851 people were hurt in that gunfire. I didn't remember the number was that big.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer.
It was huge.
Wow.
And it went up. They were originally saying 500, and then they kind of came out and said, no, with everything else, some of the minor injuries we didn't know about, there were over 800.
Yeah. So anyway, they are suing the city of Las Vegas, and they're suing, you know, the police, the usual stuff. But this was a GoFundMe page that was set up And maybe that happens. I heard something, and I don't know if it's true or not, about a GoFundMe page being set up for the victims of the school in Florida. Do you know?
There's multiple pages.
Are there?
Yeah, okay. People go and do that. You know, and I'm not normally the lawsuit type and when these kinds of things happen, but I have to tell you, Las Vegas bungled this. The response from not only the FBI, but the response from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, they have done nothing but make people think that they are covering something up here. And if my family member or friend was lost in the shooting, or if I had a traumatic injury that changed my life, you can bet, forget it, that even if I just attended that concert and had to run for my life, I would want to know what the heck was going on. And they have not provided us with a really good answer as to what happened. And I can't blame these families for going after anybody that they can. They have to be so angry, because that's just one of the emotions that come from this.
Yeah, it's, and yet now the school systems around the country, I was talking about what we are doing here in Framingham to sort of protect the students, and the people who are the administrators and the school board are saying this is what they're being proactive. Okay, here's what we're going to do. This is how you'll be able to get into a school outside of entry and exit at the beginning and end of the school day. You want to come into the school, you got to have this. They're all going to be locked. The doors to all the schools, all the doors are going to be locked. And I think that's it's a good first step under the circumstances.
I think it's a great first step, and I think it's appropriate. I was having the conversation, at least in California, because my mom taught in California for 30 years. She just retired, 3 years ago. And she was talking about the physical problems of protecting her school was that there's just so many entrance and exit points that anybody could walk on campus. And then I was driving just in my neighborhood. I went past a local high school, and I was looking at it, and literally the stairs to get into the campus are attached to the sidewalk. Anybody who is walking by can walk up those stairs and enter the campus. And I understand, optically, all the hippy-dippies in California wanted to make open concept schools so that the students didn't feel like they were going to school in a prison, and I get it, and in a utopia that would be wonderful, but we live in a place where there's just no way to protect all the entrance points on these schools. They're just sitting ducks. They're vulnerable inside there, because even if they have metal detectors, someone can just find another way to get into the campus.
My high school, it was a campus, and so we had six different buildings, but there was a metal fence around the whole thing, and the only door that was supposed to be unlocked, and most of the time it was true, was the one that went straight into the office. And so you had to walk past the administrators and check in before you could get in. And we would joke about it, it kind of feels like a prison, but it didn't really. Most of the time you didn't really notice until you had to leave early, or you had to go outside for a fire drill or something, and you have to go out of these gates. But, I mean, we had, occasionally there were code reds because the store down the street got robbed or something like that. So it's, I don't know, I always felt safe there, and I wouldn't be surprised if I see this more often at more schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an eye-opener. 20 minutes after the hour, DJ V Show.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new spring intern.
Spring plus...
intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8?
Yeah, because...
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 Bionic chip, wireless charging...
and you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you. I'm gonna...
yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow! Oh my God, this is amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results remain amounts due. Excludes tax credits apply within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for 5 lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently...
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Don't want you to be sad and lonely. Don't want you to feel bad. Don't want you to go away. This is the fabulous violin virtuoso Yo-Yo Ma, who is now in our focus because he played a concert of sorts. I guess you'd call it. It's a visit, anyway, to the seven adult children of David and Louise Turpin. Remember the children who were tortured, deprived of basic necessities most of their lives? Some of them have gotten to experience the real world now, and certainly most of us don't have a private concert from a world-famous cellist and violinist. Yo-Yo Ma visited them in the hospital for a performance. They are turning to music therapy. Doctors are saying this will help them heal. Apparently, Yo-Yo Ma was in Corona, California for an event, heard about their interest in music, so he made his way to the hospital and gave them a 30-minute private performance. The staff said the children were amazed, awestruck, in fact, by the talent. They really enjoyed it. Yo-Yo Ma is one of the world's most celebrated cellists. He's performed for 8 American presidents, received the National Medal of the Arts, Presidential Medal of Freedom, J. Paul Getty Medal Award, among other things. If you remember, the Turpin children are between the ages of 2 and 29, and the seven adult siblings have been recovering since they were taken from their parents' home a couple of months ago. The six minor children taken to another hospital. The five women and two men as adults making steady progress, their doctors say. Doctor and the lawyer released a statement, said, quote, "For the first time in their lives, they have choices that they can make from the mundane, like what to eat, what to wear, whether they ought to kick the soccer ball around. It's great to see them enjoying the freedom that they have to make choices." They've been learning to play the guitar, apparently, singing songs like Learning to Fly from Tom Petty, John Denver's Take Me Home. Musical therapy, apparently, very good. And I can understand, I believe that. I kind of know where they're all coming from. So what a treat. And what an outrage when you think about it, put the two together. There's always good that comes out of bad. You look at it, wait long enough, and it can come to pass. So that's some music news. Now 26 after the hour, as you follow on the DJB show, Doug Steffen here with Smokey Robinson and Cam are teaming up for a music presentation on country music, CMT Crossroads. This is a series which brings in the biggest of country and pop stars. You ever watch this, Kara?
Yeah, I watched it last year. They had a big one that had Alicia Keys and Maren Morris did one together. And I think Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton did one together as well. That was really huge.
What do you know about Cam and her singing and songwriting career? She's a country singer. I know that.
Yeah, you know, I actually haven't heard that much from her. I like the songs that I have heard.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't actually, you may or may not be surprised, I don't listen to country radio that much.
No. Well, one of the things that is clear from my perspective on William Robinson, who's known as Smokey, he's been one of the most prolific writers and performers in the history of Motown. He's done a fabulous job. He's been responsible for 4,000 songs over 50 years. Imagine what his talent is all about. So he sees something in her, otherwise he wouldn't have teamed up with her anyway. She's been around for 2 or 3 years, had a Grammy-nominated song called Burning House, best-selling female country song of the year 2015. 500,000 copies were sold. So she's got a new single called Diane, and that has sort of spread out. Listen to this, Lou. I want to hear this. Pretty interesting. Yeah. Kind of like that. She's co-written and composed material for Miley Cyrus and Sam Smith as well. So she's not just doing it. That's weird. She's like Smokey Robinson. She's not just doing it, for herself. So congratulations. Good luck to the two of them. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, Honda have a surprising new family member, the Clarity. It comes in electric, plug-in hybrid, and fuel cell versions. High on tech and affordable, starting at just over $33,000. I've been testing the plug-in hybrid version and would have no problem having it in my driveway. The plug-in hybrid Clarity will do 47 miles on electricity alone before it switches to the gas engine. Every Clarity comes equipped with Honda's sensing and intelligent suite of safety and driver-assisted technologies. To see the Clarity in action, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tune up for another half hour of conversation on our Wednesday program. Doug Steffen here with Kara Schillen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the other ladies have gone, so we're going to spend the whole half hour talking about The Bachelor. Hooray! Or maybe not. I know that Kara is
thinking. That sounds great. No, I'm ready for it.
All right, let's do a couple of other things first, though. Do you mind if we actually follow a couple of other things? Like a group of doctors who walked off the job in a hospital demanding systemic changes where the wrong patient was subjected to brain surgery instead of the foot work that was supposed to be done on him, cut open the skull of the patient who was supposed to have some kind of non-invasive procedure, and the mistake, the outrage, my God, 700 of the doctors associated with this hospital, and it was over in Africa, actually, claiming unfair victimization. The registrars, the workers, the nurses, the surgeons, doctors, all of them just walked off.
Is it just due to bad management or organization?
No, it's bad management, bad record keeping. Yeah. That was
and
it.
Yeah, and now the
brain
other doctors
surgery.
Are probably going to kind of take the fall for it because people aren't going to want to go there.
Right.
If
who
they
wants
don't
to go
trust,
there?
You know, if you're
would you?
Yeah, no. If you're supposed to go in for a small routine surgery or something like right. that, and then you have your brain operated on, which is the scariest thing possible that you could have operated on, I wouldn't want to go there. And, I mean, it's going to be a huge lawsuit. Hopefully the guy's okay. I haven't heard anything about it. Yeah. But I just...
It's one of those ungabungas deals, if you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, seriously.
Other people in the news today, Paul Allen, one of the co-founders of Microsoft and actually listed on the Forbes magazine, came out yesterday with the billionaires list. And there are quite a number of people on that list that I might talk to you about a little bit. But first, let me tell you about what's specific to Mr. Allen. He has funded through a discovery ship, it's called the Lady, let's see, what's the name of this ship? I had this at one point in time. It's not important. He's got a group of people who go out and look for sunken treasure or sunken ships. Wreckage from the USS Lexington, which was an aircraft carrier sunk by the Japanese during the Second World War, discovered off the Australian coast by... this boat that's paid for by Paul Allen. He's a very interesting, creative guy. He spent a lot of his money doing things like this. This was the first U.S. aircraft carrier ever built, called Lady Lex. It was sent to the bottom of the Coral Sea, which is a couple of miles below the surface. The vessel is called a Petrel. That's what I was looking for, expedition boat called a Petrel. The Lexington was torpedoed in May of 1942. All the crew and all the aircraft went down. The Battle of the Coral Sea. So Mr. Allen said yesterday, to pay tribute to the Lexington and the brave men who served on her, it's a real honor. He continued, quote, as Americans, all of us owe a debt of gratitude to everyone who served and who continues to serve our country. We are indebted to them for their courage, their persistence, their sacrifice. So this is, there have been a number of other ships. I think he found the, I'm not sure, there were two or three other ships. But I'm remembering the story of the Lexington and the Yorktown and how they faced off against the Japanese aircraft carriers who were there. I think the Yorktown, I'm sure the Yorktown survived, but the Lexington didn't. And so another reminder of man's inhumanity to man and the goodness of guys like Paul Allen, who want to use their money to its fullest and most possible use. So, all right, Forbes yesterday, Kara, has published their list of American billionaires, and this group of people are worth collectively $9.1 trillion.
And we're the top of the list, right?
We are, yes.
Yeah,
how did you know?
Well,
you and I,
great.
One and two. Actually, Jeff Bezos is the top on the list for the first time, dethroning Bill Gates. But this is an interesting group. 2,200 people from 72 countries, 585 of them live in the United States of America, 373 live in China, 18 live in Mexico. Very interesting. They call them now centibillionaires. Bezos, actually, over the $100 billion. How can you even imagine that? He's done a lot of good. He's doing a lot of good with his life and with his money. A lot of people have jobs there. I'm looking at some of the other people on the list. Abigail Johnson, who is the daughter of the fellow who started Fidelity Investments, is on some of the local people that are around me where I am, but have connections anyway. But the list, just to go through the top 10, Larry Ellison, who founded Oracle, is worth $58 billion. David Koch, one of the Koch brothers, he and his brother Charles, both worth $60 billion. Carlos Slim, the Mexican, he's an entrepreneur in lots of things, mostly television and the arts, that kind of stuff, $67 billion. Amancio Ortega, don't know anything about him, $70 billion. Zuckerberg is 33. He's worth 71. Bernard Arnault, $72 billion. Warren Buffett, number three at $84 billion. Bill Gates, number two on the list, worth $90 billion. And Jeff Bezos on the top of the list, $112 billion. Again, can you imagine the good that they can and do? Most of these people, at least the Americans that I know of, certainly Bezos, Gates, and Buffett, Zuckerberg, too, is getting in to the act. The Kochs haven't been identified so much with charities as they have with politics. Their father started the John Birch Society. They are both very active in funding Republican candidates, have been for a long time. Matter of fact, I think they gave the most money on the Republican side. I was talking about the other guy, the Democrat, who started another PAC and put $15 million into it last week. But you see, what that does is represent how people with money can corrupt the system. As Kara just said laughingly, we are on the list. We aren't on the list. The fact that they are, and they can do with their money what the law now allows them to. Remember that law changed a few years ago, allowing PACs to be set up, and you can give as much money as you want to a PAC. You can only give X number of dollars to a candidate individually. It's still limited, but you can have parties, and each of the people that go, let's say you got 200 people at a party for a particular candidate, and the limit's $1,000. Everybody gives $1,000 that night. You give a check for $200,000 to the candidate.
Yeah, and it's crazy, the idea that you as an individual think that your ideas or your opinions are so important that you, you know, that whatever candidate you want and support should win just because you can give them millions of dollars is crazy. I mean, just because you have that much money doesn't mean that your ideas are representative of what everyone
else in the country
wants.
No, but it does mean you have access.
Yeah, and so
it does mean you have access.
Yeah,
that's what it means.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's not right. It's not fair.
No.
You know, and people say, stop your whining, will you please? I've given lots of money to candidates here locally that I wanted to support and see win because it actually supports my interests. And most of that stuff has to do with me and the farm. I don't bother with people that are influential in the radio business because it doesn't affect me. I can't influence that sort of thing directly myself, so I don't. And so, anyway.
Well, I think it's fine if individual people want to give candidates money and support them. That's fine. But the idea that now essentially to compete, especially in presidential elections, you have to have millions and billions of dollars. And so most normal candidates or smaller candidates won't be able to compete with that, and so they don't even have the opportunity to run against these people. And
they
the
don't.
Reason they have that much money is because they get this huge amount of funding.
Yeah. That's right. Speaking of Zuckerberg, Facebook asked a number of its users in a survey what rules the site ought to follow in deciding whether or not to allow a hypothetical scenario in which an adult man sends a private message asking a 14-year-old girl for pictures. The story out this morning in the London Times, multiple choice answers for the scenario included Facebook decides the rules on its own, and Facebook users decide the rules by voting. Survey asking users how they would handle the message in an ideal world. Options included allowing the content and, quote, I would not mind seeing it, allowing the content, but, quote, I don't want to see it, and stopping the content. Critics say the survey suggested Facebook is tolerating, in fact, the illegal exploitation of children, could create the impression in people's minds about this choice. Is a choice not a law? It's against the law, for God's sakes. So what the hell are they even getting? Where are they going down that road? I don't get it. I don't get that at all. All right, so it's 44 past the hour in a moment. What your poop means to animals in the ocean. I'm sure you're going to be curious about that one. Right now, I want to put you to sleep, however. Not literally. Well, maybe. This program airs in the early morning and the morning drive hours and late morning in most circumstances, but we're on in the evening and overnight in some cases. So if you're getting ready to hit the sack, you don't have a MyPillow, good luck getting a good night's sleep, pal. It won't happen. Get to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and get all kinds of specials, half price MyPillow 4-packs, half price on other pillows and things you can get for your pet, mattresses, sheets, you name it. But the door opener, 4 MyPillows, 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. Act now. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and then go around. Look around and see what else you can find there that you can use. They really have fabulous stuff there. This is the way to get a good night's rest. Sound sleep with your pillow, MyPillow. Buy with confidence. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code for all these discounts. The promo code is DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line. In more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, we are. Without Jen and Victoria, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, 47 after the hour. Speaking of time, daylight savings time turns 100 years old this weekend. Survived the Great Depression, World War II. A lot of people talk about its good points, bad points. But when we push the clocks ahead, spring ahead, remember, fall back, daylight savings time will start its 8-month run starting this weekend, 2 a.m. Sunday. And so it heralds the beginning of spring, lots of other things to a lot of, it's an annoyance though at this point in time. It used to be it was helpful for farmers and that sort of thing, but not enough people making their money on the farm. Who's in charge of time, by the way? Department of Transportation in our country. Charge of daylight savings time in all time zones. What for? Quote, the oversight of time zones was assigned to DOT because time standards are important for many modes of transportation, according to their website. Okay, good for them. More government. Don't forget, spring ahead, yes. So I mentioned something about my poop. My poop, it's your poop. Everybody's poop. Apparently, according to a study in the International Journal of Epidemiology, it's out this week. Sharks. We all know how scary they are. And those of you who are afraid to swim in the ocean because you're worried about sharks, maybe you ought to think about this. The thing that's most scary and most, it really is most dangerous, your poop more dangerous than sharks in the water. The smartest species on the planet, at least we think we are, we poop, and we have to dump, we think that our poop belongs in the water, so it eventually goes out into the water from the fresh water of the oceans, the germs go there as well. So this study reveals that all of the germs that end up in the ocean are actually harmful to beachgoers. So think about this next time you jump into the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean. There are 40 studies that show you are 25 times more likely to get sick because of the bacteria from your poop than to be eaten by a shark. How about that? Ah, fabulous, wow. Kara.
Fun
fabulous.
Time. Can't wait to go to the beach again.
It's 10 before the hour.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I never was really interested in this TV show till you told me about it, and then I began to watch episodes on the plane of Breaking Bad. That's the theme music you're hearing in the background, and it really brought me around to seeing what really a great professional the star of that show was, and how much, look at how his career has skyrocketed, Chucker, and he deserves it. I think he's a very good actor, don't you?
Oh, Bryan Cranston, 62 years old.
I should have said Bryan Cranston. Yeah, hello.
You know, you know what's interesting about him, Doug? He did, a lot of people knew him from 2000 to 2006 for the sitcom Malcolm in the Middle. He played the father, but for whatever reason, the producers of Breaking Bad liked what they saw him, cast him as Walter White, a science teacher turned meth lab. drug dealer, and he really is known for giving one of the best performances in the history of modern television on Breaking Bad. So given a chance to do something a little diverse, he hit a major home run, now regarded as one of the better actors in the business.
Yes.
Has a nice movie career, does
yep.
Broadway, currently doing Hamilton on Broadway, getting very good nods. Yep.
Huh. Yeah, I think he's very good in any of the movies. You see him as a secondary character. While he was doing Breaking Bad, he was in a lot of movies as a second lead, and now he's become, he can open a movie, I think. He's done the
He did, and I think Warner Brothers and the DC Universe did a disservice when they did not cast him as Lex Luthor in their Superman films. A lot of people wanted to see him do that. They went a different direction with younger actor Jesse Eisenberg, who got a lot of really some polarizing reaction in that role.
He's too young for that role. He doesn't work in that role at all. He's not a bad actor either, but he's not the age.
It's a leap, a creative leap, no doubt about
that. Right. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with more movie news right after this.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new spring intern.
Spring plus
intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just
looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 Bionic chip, wireless charging,
and you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you.
I'm gonna... Yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow. Oh my God, this is amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results in remaining amounts due. Excludes tax credits applied within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for five lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer net everywhere subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry, who's in charge of movie news, has been for 25 years on this program, is focused not only on what the current list of movies is, but what's going on in the future. I'm thinking, I don't think we talked about this, I went to see Death Wish and thought it was very much what you would expect from Bruce Willis, because he pretty much plays the same role all the time now. And the story was not as violent as I thought it was going to be. Frank, I sort of wondered whether I wanted to go or I didn't want to go because of what the trailer presented as a pretty violent story. But it really wasn't as violent as it might have been. But it couldn't keep up with the success of Red Sparrow. Well, you thought they'd be sort of neck and neck, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, the tracking on Death Wish was around a $20 million opening weekend. We ended up doing about 13, but primarily I think for people who want to watch, I think that's going to be one of those movies where you're changing a channel on HBO or Showtime and it's on in the next three, 4 months. I think, you know, people will watch it. And for people who like that genre, like we both said, I think for the most part, they'll be satisfied. It's not a great incarnation, but it's an okay movie. Very, very watchable movie.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, Elizabeth Shue plays his wife.
I like her a lot.
And
I
she is very, very attractive in many, many ways.
She brings a lot of energy. I'm a big fan. One bit of news. Producer of the X-Men movie, Simon Kinberg, signed a deal to direct a remake of the 1970 sci-fi film Logan's Run. That one, Doug, if you remember, it starred Michael York about a futuristic society where people's life is forced to end at the age of 30. I think there's a lot of possibilities for a remake.
How do you think it should be approached, given the realities of how things are produced these days?
Well, I'm sure they've been trying to do this for the last 10 years, find different directors. A lot of directors got in and then got out. I would assume it'll be a very expensive movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, a lot of kinds of possibilities.
And speaking of science fiction, Netflix is going to do a TV show of Lost in Space. They released a coming attraction trailer yesterday, and they put a lot of money into it, and it looks really, really good.
Lost in Space. Where is June Lockhart when we need her?
Yes.
Chuck Curry is here when we need him, and that's a good deal.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.